You are listening to Violent Mind, Book 1 of the Animal in Man series. Written by Joseph Asfahani. Narrated by Chas Mandela. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright Joseph Asfahani, 2023. All rights reserved. Dedication. To Hannah and Ayami, for reminding me every day of life's limitless wonder.
Prologue. The fox awoke amid the glaring red fires. He was numb, not from the cold, but from the venom spreading throughout his body. The heat reflecting off the metal walls of this familiar place was enough to rouse him all the same. His fur was matted with sweat along his back. It had been singed nearly to the skin all along his right arm and tail. Blood welled in a pool beneath his right shoulder where the snake had pierced him with a dagger. The red in his veins had blackened. It wouldn't be long now.
"I'd hoped we could have a few more words before parting."
The snake's red scales were a camouflage against the dancing flames. The hissing voice seemed to come from within the fox's own mind. These walls, so unnatural compared to the world above, so advanced, had a way of doing that, distorting reality. The sensation of this hidden place was something the fox's nerves had never grown accustomed to, despite all the lifetimes he'd spent here. When he couldn't find the speaker among the flames, the fox shut his eyes and envisioned the wide-open prairies and hills of the Denlands. He wondered if he'd ever see that corner of his homeland again. He slowly raised himself with both paws.
"Conserve your energy, old friend." The snake was closer now.
Smoke curled all around, spewing from the shattered glass containers on either side of the grated walkway, choking the corridors and chambers of the vast subterranean complex. Only one of the containers remained intact. A dark mass floated in a green fluid within. The snake at last materialized beside it from among the licking flames. His orange eyes glowed unnaturally bright, twin fires all their own. The fox's labored breaths came in gasps. His mind formed the meaning, his mouth felt the words, but the only sound he made was a gargle. Black blood drained from between his bared fangs. He crumpled back to the floor, and he doubted he would ever rise again.
"All your plotting, your clever tricks, just like they say, you know, about your species."
The snake let out a deep sigh, straightened himself to his full 6 foot height, and looped his slender fingers through his sword belt. He was naked to the waist, his scaly red skin flecked with yellow and orange patterns, stretched tight over the muscles of his abdomen and up the curve of his long neck. His body did not simply blend with the fire. It was the fire.
"It's all burning down, all around you, and there's nothing you can do."
The snake studied the spasms in the fox's body, the black blood seeping into the red. He watched it reach the edge of the walkway and drip over the edge. He leaned over the rail and saw the splatter it made on the nest of pipes and valves and conduits below. The snake squatted close to the fox's head and whispered,
"I loved you, you know."
His long black nail traced a swirl in the pool of blood. "The real me, I mean, and the real you. But you betrayed me. Your death won't be enough to pay for what you did." It was true. The fox had played dead several times in his long life, to escape capture, to lie in ambush, to get away with theft and murder. But now, he wasn't playing. He was hoping death would hurry up. Anything to escape the droning of the snake's pitiful story about hurt feelings. The fox smiled through the agonizing pain, his lips curling wide along both sides of his face, and he released a wet, coughing laugh, spurting more black blood from his mouth with each burst.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?